Now we will sing through each song one time. The first one is 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20.
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Therefore glorify God in your body.
Romans 6, 12 and 13.
Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin, as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Romans 6, 12 and 13, be instruments of righteousness to God.
Acts 24, 16.
I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience, both before God and before men.
Titus 2:11 through 13.
The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
2 Timothy 2, 20 and 21.
Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
Psalm 101, 3.
I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not fasten its grip on me.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 12.
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
Galatians 6, 7.
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap.
Romans 12, 1.
I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
Philippians
Philippians 4:8.
Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellent, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these.